Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
In my personal museum of memories, my fondest childhood thoughts go back to a little South Texas seacoast town by the name of Palacios. My memories take me back to an event and a place and a person that make the museum a wonderful place to visit on occasion. The event was a family reunion. Almost every year, the Lundys and the Mays and the Fradys and the Swindolls packed themselves into cars in four different towns or cities and made their way, along with hobbies and games and pets. We looked like the grapes of wrath traveling across those roads, as I recall, to that little bay cottage named Bida Wee. It was owned by my maternal grandfather, the most significant adult of my young life. Summer days with my grandfather, L.O. Lundy, became to me the highlight of my growing up years. There in that little bay, I learned to seine for shrimp and fish for speckled trout and drop a line over the side of the boat and pick up a few crabs and break open an oyster shell alongside my father and choke them down, acting like I liked them as much as he did. I learned to catch and clean and eat about everything from the sea. I learned to handle a boat, my grandfather's boat. I learned to drive a car, my grandfather's car. Someday, when we have an afternoon, I'll tell you about learning to drive my grandfather's car. You see, I sort of had it figured out that the firstborn in our family was closest to my mother, naturally, and the secondborn, my sister, was the closest to my father. That only fit. The natural thing for me was to be drawn to my granddaddy. And in his arms, I experienced great security and unconditional love. He taught me how to handle a rod and reel. He taught me how to kill snakes. He mainly taught me how to live. What impressed me is that when I was around, he had two things that most adults seem to be short on: time and understanding. I loved him dearly. He was the special hero of my life. A greater hero than any athlete of that day, or for that matter, any character I had ever read about. So when we come in the series to the subject of grandparents, this has a special place on my heart.
In our hurry-up society, a grandparent's patience, understanding, and unconditional love can make a world of difference to a child. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Grandpa Uzziah, A Study in Contrast, was copyrighted in 1984, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.